Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. The technique known as fracking to get oil or natural gas out of the ground uses particular grades of sand to pump into the earth in fracture formations. And not just any sand will do. Some parts of the country are known for frack sand mining, mostly in the Midwest. But over the past year, West Texas has been developing its own frack sand mining industry. Texas frack sand mines are gaining ground against their Midwestern counterparts as oil and gas drillers are using more sand mined in the Lone Star State. But analysts say prices for sand from states like Wisconsin are tumbling because it's just cheaper and easier to use West Texas sand, even if it's lesser quality. Analyst Joseph Tripke with Infill Thinking, a group that reports on the oil and gas industry, has tracked the huge growth in Permian Basin sand mining. Tripke says the risk is that there will be too many Texas mines and they'll start competing with each other.
Right now, they're displacing disadvantaged sand from far away. Tomorrow, there's a chance they could be displaced. You're entering this period where we do see the potential for kind of a knife fight.
Industry experts agree that oversupply of frack sands will affect the market, and some of the Texas mines could go out of business. Well, despite new prison mail policies, five Arkansas prison inmates have died over the past few weeks, allegedly due to overdoses from the substance known as K2, which is a synthetic drug that mimics the effects of marijuana. Inmate mail is one method where contraband, including drugs, is smuggled into prisons. The inmates were found dead within a four-day span at the Arkansas State Department of Corrections Varner Unit, a maximum security prison southeast of Pine Bluff. According to a report by public radio KUAR in Little Rock, officials from the Arkansas Department of Corrections and the State Board of Corrections testified at a joint legislative subcommittee hearing last week to focus on efforts to curb deaths due to illegal drug usage in state prisons. Corrections Department spokesman Solomon Graves said the agency will suggest imposing stricter penalties for the drug, which shares a classification with marijuana.
It should not be a Schedule 6 drug. K2 has no redeeming qualities. Our hope is that if we can increase the penalties for the drug, it will increase the deterrent value.
Arkansas Corrections Department officials say 13 inmates died from complications related to K2 use last year. So far this year, 13 inmates have also died of drug overdoses in Arkansas prisons, with six of those deaths confirmed as related to K2. Louisiana shrimpers are getting more money for their catch, but they're catching less shrimp. The Times-Picayune reports that a recent uptick in prices of about a nickel per pound averted a shrimper strike recently. However, the Southern Shrimp Alliance says Louisiana's July shrimp catch, 1.3 million pounds, was the lowest for any July in at least 17 years. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. Expect a high temperature of around 80 degrees today. There's a 40% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, increasing to 50% on Tuesday. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 69 degrees with some rain, 66 degrees and cloudy in Magnolia, El Dorado, 74 degrees and cloudy in Alexandria, Pineville, and 71 degrees and partly cloudy in Lufkin, Nacogdoches. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.